streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The U.S. House voting to reauthorize a controversial surveillance law known as Section 702 that allows the warrantless collection of communications of non-Americans overseas. The bill still needs to be passed by the Senate. The Biden campaign looking to capitalize on this week's decision by the Arizona Supreme Court to allow a strict 1864 abortion ban to take effect. Vice President Kamala Harris rallying voters in Tucson.
Here in Arizona, they have turned back the clock to the 1800s to take away a woman's most fundamental right, the right to make decisions about her own body.
Efforts underway in the state to get an abortion rights measure on the ballot this November. Growing concerns about the war between Israel and Hamas spreading into a wider conflict. Israel says it's fended off dozens of rockets attacked by Hezbollah militants in Lebanon on Friday. This is ABC News. Heightened security ahead of Monday's running of the Boston Marathon, 11 years after the deadly terror attack at the finish line.
Tens of thousands of people are Boston-bound for Monday's 128th running of the marathon. Massachusetts State Police Colonel Jack Mons says security will build on last year's operation.
The plan to protect the event is rigorous and dynamic. There are multiple and redundant layers of security, some of which are visible and obvious, and many others that will not be noticed by the public.
Mons says there are no specific threats. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Three men rescued from a remote Pacific island after spelling out the word help with palm fronds. The three were rescued after their plea was spotted by Navy and Coast Guard aviators who spotted it from the air. They spent more than a week on the island, which is 1,800 miles east of the Philippines. Authorities say they were fishing when their boat hit a coral reef, punching a hole in the side and forcing them onto the island. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
The John and Gordy Show.
Every topic is a panic, and we really have to do something about it. I will hyperventilate and curl up in a corner someplace in the fetal position and not say a word for another week.
Okay.
As I always told Ann, my wife, it was like being locked in a shark cage for 3 hours.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 340 people in northwest Wisconsin will lose their jobs when window factory Gelled Wen closes in Hawkins later this year. The company plans to move its Wisconsin production to its factory in central Illinois. The move will reportedly save the company at least $7 million. Wisconsin teachers are leaving the profession faster than ever. A new Department of Public Instruction report says 40% of new teachers leave teaching or leave Wisconsin after 6 years. And it's not just the low pay.
They're still being asked to take their work home with them, to work over the weekends. They're often being asked to teach both in person and virtually, sometimes simultaneously.
State School Superintendent Jill Underly says Wisconsin has enough surplus money to fix the problem. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers head to Baltimore. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opened a weekend series against the Orioles at Camden Yards. Yesterday's game with the Reds got rained out in Cincinnati. Rescheduled as a doubleheader in August. NBA, the Bucks in Oklahoma City to take on the Thunder tonight. The Bucks coming off wins over the Celtics and Orlando Magic. NFL, the Packers on the tailgate tour headed to Brazil this fall to take on the Eagles for the opener. I asked Kenny Clark,
do you know anybody that's been to Brazil?
I went there a couple years ago.
actually. Yeah. I was in Brazil. I was in Rio. Oh. And I had an amazing time, man. There's so many Packer fans out there. So many football fans out there. I went during the Super Bowl and watched the Super Bowl at a bar. And the energy there was amazing. I can only imagine, you know, what the experience we're going to have when we out there actually playing a football game in Brazil. The fans are going to be amazing.
So LaFleur's coming to you for tips on how to get around Brazil.
Yeah. Glad to come to me for the tips.
That's Packers defensive lineman Kenny Clark. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight to a low in the mid-30s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer for tomorrow, high into the low 70s. And more sunshine for Sunday, high mid-70s. On Monday, sun continues and breezy again, staying in the mid-70s. Currently 49 degrees.
Tune in Monday to the Devil's Advocates radio show. The trial of the century. Donald Trump will have all the coverage 4 to 6 statewide.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of Anything Goes Friday here. Tom Hartman and Greg Pallast with you. And the big money, this is from The Guardian. Your name is on their masthead.
Yes. I admit it. I'm on The Guardian masthead. So I'm in journalistic exile.
There you go. The headline, billionaire Leonard Leo rejects Senate subpoena over Supreme Court gifts. I'll just share a couple of paragraphs here with you, and then I'd love to get your take on this, Greg. Okay. The big money right-wing donor Leonard Leo said he would not comply with a subpoena issued by the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee. By the way, longtime listeners or regular listeners of this program know that I've been ragging on Dick Durbin, the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, to do this, and he did it. He finally did it. God bless you, Dick Durbin. All the people who called him and asked him to do it, please call him again and thank him. And now tell him to enforce the subpoena. So anyhow, back to the article from The Guardian. This is by Martin Pengilly. Referring to Dick Durbin, the Illinois Democrat who chairs the committee, Leonard Leo said, quote, I am not capitulating to his lawless support of Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, that's the Rhode Island Democrat, and the who's been on this program many times, and the left's dark money effort to silence and cancel political opposition. In November, the Senate committee voted on party lines to subpoena Leo and the Texas billionaire Harlan Crow, a collector of Hitler memorabilia with close links to Clarence Thomas. On Thursday, more than 4 months later, Leo said he had received a subpoena, but a spokesperson for Crow said he did not. No doubt his servant who answers the door forgot to hand it to him. In a statement to the Washington Post, Durbin said, quote, now this is Dick Durbin, Senator Durbin of Chicago, or of Illinois. Since July 2023, Leonard Leo has responded to the legitimate oversight requests of the Senate Judiciary Committee with a blanket refusal to cooperate. His outright defiance left the committee with no other choice but to move forward with compulsory process. For that reason, I have issued a subpoena to Mr. Leo. Mr. Leo has played a central role in the ethics crisis plaguing the Supreme Court. This subpoena is a direct result of Mr. Leo's own actions and choices. They go on to say Caroline Cicconi, president of Accountable U.S., which is focused on drawing attention to Leo's coordination of billions of dollars in right-wing political spending, said, quote, thanks to Leo, a full-blown corruption crisis has plagued the high court for over a year, undermining its credibility. Today's subpoena is a crucial step toward accountability. You know, quack, quack, quack. It goes on from there. So what say you, Greg?
Well, first, let's remind people who Leonard Leo is.
Good point. Good idea.
And he is the head, nominal head, I want to make that point, of the Federalist Society. Of our 9 Supreme Court justices, 5 now come out of the Federalist Society. All of them, including, you know, Amy COVID Barrett, the whole crew, all came out of the Federalist Society, including Chief Justice John Roberts. All 5. So the Supreme Court.
Which one of the right wingers didn't?
No, they're all.
There's 6 right wingers on the court now.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it was, I can't remember which of the five, right offhand. Watch my next film, which
all
is
right,
coming up.
I'll do that.
So exactly. So in fact, we're doing a story on. I'm doing another film besides Vigilante I talked about in the last hour, on the Brothers Koch with George and Leonardo DiCaprio are producing this, and you have to understand how the Federalist Society was funded. They talk about handling billions of dollars. So who are these money and what do they do? Okay. This came out of the Koch brothers back in the 1950s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. They were nothing oil men until they got a contract with the U.S. Bureau of Indian Affairs to take oil from Indian land. They stole $2.4 billion worth of oil from the Osage Indians. $2.4 billion.
These stole are the poorest is a people. Really
And now when
word.
I use the term stole, so listen to this. The FBI put 50 people on, headed by famous agent Jim Elroy. I just spoke with him yesterday. He has the film of them stealing the oil. I spoke to the special prosecutor in the case who said he had Charles Koch's confession. I got the secret confession, by the way. I've seen it. I've read Charles Koch's confession about stealing oil, taking the oil that wasn't his. How did he not go to jail? There was a grand jury. There was the FBI wrote up the indictment.
Now, hang on just a second. This is the Osage Indians. These are the people from the Killers
film,
of the Flower Moon.
Killers of the Flower Moon, which is why DiCaprio family they are working with the Osage tribe on this. They want this story told about the Koch brothers. How did Charles Koch get out of going to prison? By the way, he was up for 70 years in prison for stealing oil from the government and the U.S. reservation. The answer is, he figured out that if you buy the judges, and I use that term very carefully about buying the judges, he literally paid off the senators from Kansas and Oklahoma to remove the prosecutor on the case, put in one of Koch's own suppliers, contractors, in as prosecutor, who then immediately dropped the case and did something no prosecutor had ever done. He wrote Charles Koch a letter saying, "You're not a criminal." It's never happened. So then what Koch learned, this is the beginning of the feared Koch network.
Mm-hmm.
Because what Koch learned, Charles Koch learned, for him and his brothers, what he learned is that if you can buy up the senators and then buy up the judges, so he had a problem. Because one of the way that he bought up these politicians was by making corporate campaign contributions from Koch Industries to like Senator Bob Dole, Senator Don Nichols, and others. By the way, Don Nichols quit the Senate to become a lobbyist. He quit the Senate to become a lobbyist for Koch Oil.
Wow.
Senator Nichols. Oklahoma. But the problem is they made corporate campaign contributions. They got caught. So now there were congressional hearings, and Koch was subpoenaed. But the hearings were headed by if you remember, Thompson, the guy who played the actor, who was a senator from Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, the buffoon.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he decided to run for president. Who is his campaign chairman? David Koch raised the money for him. He then dropped the subpoena on Brother Charles. He shut down the investigation of the illegal campaign corporation contributions. But Koch was still facing an indictment. He still faced, because it was illegal at the time for corporations to donate to politicians. Are you listening to this stuff with Leonard Leo? He creates the Federal Society with Leonard Leo, puts in big money with his other billionaire friends, including Harlan Crowe. They build a Federal Society to put on their own Supreme Court so that in Citizens United, they could overturn basically make Charles Koch's crime legal.
Right.
So he learned how to do that. And it was Leonard Leo who was his cat's paw to develop a whole string of federal judges. And remember, it's not just the five on the Supreme Court. All these appointees.
Right, hundreds of federal judges'
positions are basically determined by Leonard Leo and the Federal Society. But he's just the glove.
Right.
The hand in the glove is Koch.
Wow. And he's Leonard Leo now has $1.5 billion because this wealthy industrialist or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't recall how he made his money, but he died and he left all his money to Leonard Leo.
Over $1 billion. And so this is going to be your judiciary. But it all started with this crime on a federal reservation, the indictment that went poof, and then the money that paid for that indictment was also crime, so that went poof, and that required having a new Supreme Court that required having a new judiciary. And that's what Koch got himself. And wow, that's the real story. And so when you look at, and if you look at that picture of Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court Justice, with Charles Koch at his fancy place in Aspen, what you're watching is someone took a picture of a crime. He was being paid to pleasure a guy who's a constant litigant and whose cases are constantly before the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah, but you say paid. You mean like you know, with vacations and
exactly.
Homes
so
and...
what happens is that the U.S. Supreme Court, the judges on the U.S. Supreme Court are exempted from the normal federal rules of conduct for judges,
right,
because the court
they
cannot be
themselves.
Told. They exempted themselves from the ethics guidelines that apply to all other judges. Yeah. And therefore, Clarence Thomas was able to take money, gifts, mobile homes, travel, you name it, including, for example, Paul the Vulture Singer. He went to his hunting lodge up in Alaska. You know, just these little things. And then when Singer's cases come before the
Supreme Court. That's right. There's
that picture
of them with a giant fish.
Yeah, with a giant fish. And we're on the hook for it.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that you have to understand, follow the money. That's what I do because, and that's why we're actually doing a film about where the Koch fortune started by stealing from the Osage Indians, the tribe in Oklahoma. But now you have to understand that that crime led to the political crime wave in America funded by the Koch fortune.
Amazing. Amazing. All righty. We'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break. It's Anything Goes Friday after all. Greg Palast and Tom Hartman here with you on the Tom Hartman program. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. We'll be right back with your calls. There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Make Music Madison chapter is one of the oldest in the U.S. The free music event happens on the summer solstice, June 21st. And in 2023, the Madison chapter also set a record for the most musicians and shows, 700. Here's Make Music Madison director, Mary Rose Eckberg.
We had the largest, the most number of events, the most number of performances of any chapter in the United States. So we'll see if we can top that this year.
Registration is open now, and you can take part by playing or hosting a show or simply supporting those who do. But there's a deadline, too.
June 1st is the deadline for registration officially.
Learn more and sign up at the website makemusicmadison.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I always wanted to be taller. All I wanted to do all day is play basketball. And I remember this guy from the team came in, and he was having a bad day. And he looks at, we're just playing a pickup game, and he goes, hey, guys, can I get a dunk? Somebody throws him the ball. He runs and powers it down, and I'm like, how cool after a bad day to be able to throw a dunk down. Like, you don't get the same satisfaction with a launching an angry two-handed set shot, you know?
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. busted pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted Pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night, and you can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high-interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. Well, there's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions is not like the old-school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have new aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. They stop those threatening phone calls, and all without bankruptcy and without a loan. They find every possible solution to end your debt permanently. So before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how they can help you get out of debt. That's zapmydebt.com. Visit zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com for Pivotal Debt Solutions. Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour, and we're picking up your calls here. Bob in Otis, Indiana. Hey, Bob, what's up?
I hope you gentlemen are having a splendid day out there.
It's better than one that's not as good, for sure. What's up?
Well, congratulate me for the first time in my 73-odd years. I am finally on private health insurance. And it goes by the name of Hoosier Medicaid.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Good on you.
They found a way to do it.
Yeah.
And so I am now, I'm trying to think of the name of it. I didn't care. I just said, put me on one of them.
Yeah.
And because they said, well, you can pick one of the three. And if you don't pick one of the three, don't worry. We're putting you on one of them no matter what.
Well, congratulations, Bob. Yep. Is there a question in there or anything like that?
Well, I just want you to know that this is their way of taking us Medicaid folks and getting us on private insurance.
Oh, so what you're saying is that in Ohio, they have
Indiana,
a private corporation,
Indiana.
Or in Indiana, they have a private corporation administering their Medicaid programs. Yeah, this is a big fad right now in Republican states.
Yes, and so something I never had to worry about before, I now have to worry about.
Right, preclearance.
Well, it's all of my doctors have to be in network right. On my program.
Right.
If they are not, I said, well, what if they aren't? Oh, well, that's no problem. You just get yourself another doctor.
Right, or write a check.
Or write a check. which is beautiful because I only, for my eyes, the doctor I need, there is no one else close to me that I can go to.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is the loveliness of private healthcare.
Yeah. Bob, thanks for the heads up on that. Greg, this is a trend that's happening all over the country where, because the Medicaid money is essentially block granted. I mean, you know, I don't think it's literally block granted, but Medicaid money goes to the states and then the states distribute it however they choose. They can add, you know, brand it with particular names. In California, I think it's called Medi-Cal.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it's called here in Oregon, but there's a similar program. But many of these states, these Republican-controlled states, instead of setting up a government bureaucracy to deal with it and administer the programs, they're just turning them over to the big insurance companies and say, run it for us. And then the insurance companies start denying care to people, and that's how they make money.
Yeah, well, and don't forget, politicians can't be pleasured with cash by people working in Medicare or Medicaid offices. They can only get pleasured by the private insurance companies who then can write checks. Remember, these are profit centers for politicians, and we have to remember that. So it's part of the program of eliminating Social Security, eliminating Medicare. What's going to happen, I saw this in other countries, they ended up privatizing, like in Chile, privatizing
Social Security. Yeah, this is one of the first things Pinochet did.
Yeah, and so one of the things is, what they do is, in Britain you see this too, but they've never gotten rid of the National Health Service because
they've tried.
Any doctor, but they've tried. And so what happens is that they destroy the government program so you don't like it. They'll destroy the post office and then say, oh, we got to privatize it because look how badly the government
Louis DeJoy is doing that right now.
And so they'll destroy Medicare. They'll destroy Medicaid and say, see how badly the government handles these programs? Turn over to private industry. Well, it's the turning over to private industry which is taking away your health care. And that's what's going on, and again, it's all about the money.
And the problem is that, you know, Bob is an informed insurance and consumer. I think in part because he listens to this program. I talk about this a lot, but you know, maybe he's just a really bright guy. But most people are not, and most people have spent their whole lives on corporate health insurance, and so they're used to having to have everything they do, their doctor does, pre-guessed, pre-cleared, and they just figure, oh, this is how it's supposed to be. Whereas people who are on real Medicare, for example, or real Medicaid administered by the states, you don't have to, you know, your doctor doesn't have to jump through 16 hoops right. to get you an MRI.
There are no death panels on Medicare, despite what they say. It's only right. the private insurance company that have the death panels, really.
Absolutely right. We'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back. Tom Hartman and Greg Palast with you on Anything Goes Friday.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The U.S. House voting to reauthorize a controversial surveillance law known as Section 702 that allows the warrantless collection of communications of non-Americans overseas. The bill still needs to be passed by the Senate. The Biden campaign looking to capitalize on this week's decision by the Arizona Supreme Court to allow a strict 1864 abortion ban to take effect. Vice President Kamala Harris rallying voters in Tucson.
Here in Arizona, they have turned back the clock to the 1800s to take away a woman's most fundamental right, the right to make decisions about her own body.
Efforts underway in the state to get an abortion rights measure on the ballot this November. Growing concerns about the war between Israel and Hamas spreading into a wider conflict. Israel says it's fended off dozens of rockets attacked by Hezbollah militants in Lebanon on Friday. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man is in jail in Milwaukee in connection with a severed leg found in a park in Cudahy Tuesday. Authorities are calling him a person of interest. The FBI and local and state investigators spent several hours searching the man's home on Thursday. Body parts have been turning up across the Milwaukee area over the past 2 weeks. Wisconsin has 3 years to meet the federal government's higher new standards for PFAS in drinking water. Advocates like Clean Water Action's Lynn Thorpe say policymakers are taking the PFAS problem seriously.
I will say that the process has moved relatively rapidly, and I think that's a reflection of the seriousness of the problem.
The legislature's Joint Finance Committee meets soon to consider Governor Evers' request for $125 million for PFAS cleanup. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Spring is in the air. Hope springs eternal. Spring fever, baby.
What are you doing?
This is radio. We like cliches to hammer home a point.
Funny you mention home. Did you know spring is the best time to find a new home?
Time to spring into action.
Or just be smart and contact the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Listings are updated every 15 minutes, rapid response, and going above the ordinary and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. That's no cliche.
I'm no spring chicken, so I'll check out movetomadison.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight to a low in the mid-30s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer for tomorrow, high into the low 70s. And more sunshine for Sunday, high mid-70s. On Monday, sun continues and breezy again, staying in the mid-70s. Currently, it's 47 degrees.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. There are so many dog food brands out there. It can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated, so I know my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best. With ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, these are the superfoods Dr. Marty uses in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome homemade food. And our dogs love the flavor. Your dog will, too. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus get a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. And welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour, and pick up calls?
Why not?
Okay. Marion in South Beach, Oregon. Hey, Marion. Marion, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. Thank you for taking my call. God, the history is just, the history of corruption is amazing, and it's just mind-boggling to think about that it's still going on today. And really, we need to do away with Citizen United. I mean, that's really the way to fix modern corruption.
Yep. But
what I wanted to do is share something with your listeners. I recently had a medical event, and my doctor prescribed me some medicine for that. And initially, I'm on Medicare, being on Social Security, and initially they prescribed me something that was paid for, but it gave me tremendous side effects, and so they switched the medication. Well, when we picked up the new medication, it turns out that it was $1,200 total, and Medicare only paid $700 of those $1,200, which would have left me with $500 to pay for it.
Right.
Well, you know, I mean, we're not exactly rich. We're middle-income family, and so that's $500, a big chunk in our budget. Anyways, the nice lady at the pharmacy said, well, let me see, there is sort of this internet discount card. You might be able to get a discount through them. And so she looked it up on the internet and said, yeah. And without Medicare, just through that private internet discount card, they got the price down from $1,200 to $83.
Wow. Is that like GoodRx, those apps that do that?
Yep.
Yeah.
So we were able to get the medication for $83 without the help of Medicare, and I think that's disgusting. I think Medicare should be able to negotiate the cheapest prices, especially for people that are retired, that are old, that are on a budget, that, you know, don't know differently. And so, really, we need to get money out of politics. Citizen United needs to go away, and we need to do better for our seniors and for our young people, any generation, really.
Yeah, well,
so that's all I wanted to share with you.
Okay, well, thank you, Marion. That was brilliant. And this is, by the way, it's not just Medicare. I mean, there's a private insurance company in this game, and that's Medicare Part D. Congress created the donut hole. So you don't pay more than, I think it's $2,500 a year now, something like that, maybe $3,000. The Part D, I mean, most people are paying between $30 and $100 a month just for their prescription drug coverage on Medicare.
Well, you know, I spend a lot of time, because I do write for The Guardian. I was a BBC reporter. I lived in Britain. I wasn't a citizen. And they said I had needed drugs for my kids. And they said it's £7, £7, which is about $10. That's the maximum for any drug at all.
In the United Kingdom.
In the United Kingdom. Because they say health care is a right. They didn't ask. I said, you know, I have to say, I want to tell you, I'm not a citizen. They said, you're a human being. You get you get medicine when you need it. We can't charge you through the nose. That's the maximum that can be charged.
Yeah.
And, you know, the U.S. government, as you know, Medicare is not allowed. It's finally got some authority, but mostly cannot bargain or import medicines from Canada or anything else to cut the price. Imagine if you were told, okay, well, Tom Hartman, if you want to buy a car, you're not allowed to bargain for a better price. Medicare is the biggest purchaser of medicine on the planet, and they are denied the power of the purchase to cut prices.
By Republicans.
They literally are not. The people that supposedly, we believe in the free market, unless it hurts the drug companies. Then freedom is a sometime thing, you know? So that's how it works.
Yeah, we were in the UK. I was giving a speech at King's College and on ADHD, actually. This was in the late 90s. And we had our youngest child with us. And she got a terrible ear infection. And so the people we were staying with called the local surgery, the local doctor's office. And this was, in the evening. This was after I got done with the speech. It was probably 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And the doctor who answered the phone, or who took the call, said, I'm just about to leave, so I'll just drop by your place on my way home. And so he literally came to their house. Our daughter was already in bed. Louise and I and the doctor went into her bedroom, and he said, don't even get out of bed. You're fine. We don't want to disturb her sleep, but, let me look at her ear. And he looked at her ear, and he said, you've just got a basic bacterial infection. Here's some amoxicillin. And he gave Louise the pills and said, have her take these. And as he was leaving, I was like, what do I owe you? And he said, you don't owe me anything. This is England.
I know. They don't even have bills.
They don't have a system for
because
billing.
Because they don't have, that America spends more on medical than any other nation, but it's not really medical. 45% of our medical bills go through the insurance bureaucracy, goes through all these bureaucracies, billing systems. All these nations literally save trillions of dollars by not having any billing system in Germany and in the UK.
Here we've got pharmacy benefit managers, middlemen who are making as much as
and they're
becoming
rich. They literally don't have it, so that they save all this money. And anyone who says, but I wouldn't want to have the socialized medicine of England, let me tell you, I've had medicine in the US, medicine in the UK. There is no comparison. And my mother-in-law, who was a nurse in the U.S., said that her care in Britain beat anything that she could have done in her New York hospital.
Yeah. No,
free.
People call in. You know, every now and then I get some right-winger who calls in and goes, oh, you don't want to, nationalize. You don't want the Canadian system. You don't want the British. Oh, my God. You're socialized. And immediately, I'll try to defend these systems, but, I live here. And immediately, I start getting calls from Canadians, from Brits, from people watching on YouTube, listening from all over the world.
They think we're weird.
I know.
Nuts. If you're sick, where's your wallet? They ask you for your wallet first. Instead of taking your pulse, they take your wallet.
Exactly. Well, they won't see if you don't have insurance.
I know.
Can't pay.
Stick them back in the ambulance. There's the poor hospital over there.
Yeah.
Seriously.
It's nuts. Yeah. All right. Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Diane, what's on your mind today?
Yes, hi. Before I get to what I called about, just real quick, over $4 trillion has been borrowed by presidents out of the Social Security Fund.
And
yes can't
and
be
no.
replaced by the... Okay. The gasoline, when someone complains to you about the gasoline...
Well, before we move on to gasoline, let me just respond to what you just said. Social Security has a $2.5 billion surplus right now. And the reason for that is because when Reagan did this is the one good thing that Reagan did with Social Security, is they realized that when the boomers started retiring around 2000, 2005, there was going to be more people retiring and calling in Social Security benefits than the system would be able to pay for. Because up until 1986, it was pay as you go. And so they wanted to create a couple of billion, $2 to $3 billion surplus that they would then pay down over the 20 or 30 year period as all the boomers retired and eventually died off and no longer were an expense. And so Reagan almost doubled the amount that we pay into Social Security in 86. So boomers paid not only for the retirement of their parents, but also for their own retirement. Now, Social Security is sitting on $2.5 billion and, trillion dollars. as I recall. Yeah, $1 trillion. Thank you. And so Social Security is sitting on $2.5 trillion. Now, what do you do if you've got $2.5 trillion? You have to invest it someplace. And what's the safest investment on earth? U.S. Treasuries. Now, treasuries are debt instruments. Treasuries are IOUs from the government. So the Social Security Trust Fund bought treasuries. Now, technically, if you buy a treasury, you are loaning money to the government, right? And they will pay you back when you redeem the treasury. You can buy a treasury, too, and you can say, hey, the government owes me money, too. But it's not really that Congress took money away from Social Security. Nobody took money away from Social Security. Social Security invested that money. Our national debt, and this is one of the core tenets of modern monetary theory, our national debt is private and governmental investment. And the reason why when Andrew Jackson, for the one single time in the history of the United States, paid our national debt down to zero, and I think it was 1833, maybe 1836, that triggered the longest and deepest depression in the history of America, was because there was no place where commercial entities, big banks and anything else, could safely put their money. Nobody trusted the banks. And so it just froze up all economic activity. So when you hear right-wingers or, Pete Peterson used to sing this song all the time, I don't know if the Peterson Institute still is, saying, the government has spent your Medicare money. Well, and it's all borrowed. That's just because Medicare invested it in treasuries. And it's a special kind of treasury, by the way, that has priority over all other treasuries. So there's no way that money is not coming back to, excuse me, Social Security. I said Medicare. There's no way that money's not coming back to Social Security. So this is a right-wing canard that the billionaires push because they're afraid that if the national debt continues to grow, eventually somebody's going to say, we probably shouldn't have a debt this large. We need to raise the taxes on billionaires. That's what's going on, Diane. Greg, you want to add anything to that?
No. covered it. Except, yeah, this is the constant thing that we're running out of money in the Social Security. Oh, we're running out. We're always running out of money in Social Security. And I've done pension fund administration for unions. Some years you do go negative.
Yeah.
But unless America ain't going to be here for another 100 years...
Right.
You don't have to worry. I think that's we might right. be here.
Yeah.
Maybe.
There you
Maybe.
Go. Diane, thank you for the call. And sorry we're hitting a break here. We'll be right back. 46 Thanks, minutes man. Past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's Anything Goes Friday. We're picking up your calls here. Tom Hartman, Greg Palast. GregPalast.com. Check it out. Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep
deep psychological warfare of yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
off.
That's
not... What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules,
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
you would just start freaking out.
Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
The dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Kevin in Omaha, Nebraska. You've got a question for Greg, I understand?
Yes, I do. I noticed you focus a lot on voter suppression, but everybody's ignoring the fact that there's other ways to steal an election. I was a poll worker in 2022 in the Blue Dot in Nebraska, and there's some crazy stuff going on here. They have a rule. They started it in 2022 for COVID. This is November 2022, where the ballots could be transported to the counting center by one person. It was, had always been that, you know, a person of the opposite party had to go along with the ballots, but they said because of COVID, they didn't want two people in the car, so we're just going to suspend that rule. Well, now they can't do that anymore. So now they've just said because the inspector acts as a nonpartisan, we're just going to trust them with the ballots by themselves. And this is the only time when the ballots are in the the voted ballots are in the sole possession of a person that's all usually a Republican on the way to the counting center. Once they get to the counting center, you have double locks, security locks, you got windows, cameras everywhere, but there's absolutely zero security. And the other thing is they used stickers for ballot seals. They're not even real ballot seals. They're not tamper-proof. And I saw one violated right before my eyes. The inspector forgot to put in a transfer sheet along with the ballots.
Yes, well.
And she just peeled the sticker right off that I had signed, and I thought, you know, the ballots were secure in there. And then she put the report back in and resealed it. So she had full access to these ballots. And then on top of that, she faked the timesheet so she could leave 20 minutes early. So she had those ballots by herself and it completely unsecured in the privacy of her car for 15, 20 minutes, half an hour, as long as she wanted. It takes 10 seconds to overvote a ballot. And
disqualify. Yes. So, I mean, look,
Luckily, we don't have a lot of instances of, in fact, we have virtually no proven instances of this type of ballot tampering. And so it's very minor, very small, if it exists at all. But yeah, ballots, there should be control of possession of ballots in all cases. I 100% agree with you. But we want to be very careful that we don't pick up the Republican trope that ballot fraud is easy. Yes, there are always problems in any system. I'm glad you nailed it. And thank God for people like you in the system who keep it clean and honest. But for the, basically, what we have in America is not so much tampering with the ballots. What we have is people being denied their right to get the ballot. They're purged, they're stopped, they're blocked, they're challenged by vigilantes. Their votes are disqualified. You're very well, and you talked about that term overvote. That means that there's two marks on a ballot for a candidate, and so that ballot gets thrown out.
When there should only be one.
Yeah, when there should only
then
be
the
one.
The ballot, excuse me, the yeah. ballot doesn't get thrown out. That vote gets thrown
the,
out.
The
so
vote gets
the voter
thrown.
Went to check.
So are you ready for this? I'll give you a good case of this overvote. In Florida in 2000, where George Bush supposedly won the presidency of the United States by just 537 votes, in the blackest county in Florida, okay, the blackest county in Florida, it said write in candidate's name on the ballot for president. Not write hyphen in, but write in the candidate's name. 700 people wrote Al Gore. Those 700 votes were disqualified because they said people had checked the box for Al Gore, and then it says when it said write in candidate's name, they wrote in Al Gore. Yeah. Now, it used to be in America that the voter's intent is clear. If someone checks Al Gore and writes Al Gore, what do you think that their intent is? Do you think it's maybe Al Gore? But no, they threw that out, and that 700 votes made George W. Bush president. Those are some of the games. So those are the real games we have to worry about. And yes, I don't want anyone to be able to have a stack of ballots where they can add extra marks and get your vote disqualified. You're right, that is a dangerous and terrible thing. I'm glad that you're calling it out.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It
I'm
really...
calling it out, but I can't do anything about it. That's cool. They kept it for the upcoming November election.
This is why we're here today, to warn you to be careful with your ballot. And obviously, one of the things I'm just going to say it again and again and again. Go to gregpalace.com, and we're going to have up a place where you can see if your vote has been purged. Just go to gregpalace.com. You can sign up, and we'll have up those websites as we get closer to election year, what states are removing voters, to see if you've been removed, if you've been purged, so that you can re-register to vote in time. That's the biggest thing I'm telling people. We had about 24 million people removed from the voter rolls this past couple of years. Now, most of those are people who really have moved. They have died. But unfortunately, there's way too many people losing their vote. So please be careful with your vote. Be careful with your ballot. Do use the drop boxes. Make sure you've signed all the places you're supposed to sign. You know all about that. You can tell your
Kevin, thank you very much for the call. It's great hearing from you. And thanks for listening to us there in Omaha, Nebraska. We'll be back on the other side of this break at the top of the hour, starting our third hour of Anything Goes Friday with Tom Hartman and Greg Palace. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9.
There's nothing better than the Vila Zoo and the old brick gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Monday, I'm joined by movie producer Bob Brown and Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter Chris Foran. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was night school. And my very first day, I walk up the stairs and there in the lobby is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, "Oh my God, I wish I'd gotten into real estate." That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.